This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. This Mother's Day, I am thinking about the invisible nature of a mother's love. As a young girl, I know for sure that I always appreciated my mother's love, and I think it's fair to say I appreciated her just being there. But the older I became, and of course, being a mother myself one day, I really became more in tune with the sacrifices that she made. And most often, you know, some of the sacrifices moms make for their children and their families or their households are obvious, but there are so many sacrifices that go unseen and then, of course, unspoken. And this is the part that I call the invisible nature of a mother's love. When I think about that ultimate sacrifice and I turn to the scriptures, I think about Hannah. In 1 Samuel, we learn that Hannah has a son named Samuel, but she gives her first son back to the Lord. Now, each year, Hannah would visit the temple, and she made a small coat for Samuel to wear, and she would give it to him each year she visited. Even though Samuel was separated from Hannah, he would walk around in a coat that only her hands made. And I think this story with Hannah reaffirms for us that a mother's love can always overcome time and distance. The words on my heart this morning are, strength and dignity are her clothing. She laughs at the time yet to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. Proverbs 31, 25, 26. Tomorrow, let's talk about how we handle fear. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. And today, let's go the extra mile in celebrating our moms.